For your Mountain of Rock, it's a little morning adventure we're on, and we're heading down to Mountain Home. Actually, we're heading to Gamalia. I'll be in Mountain Home a little later on. Right now, we're going to head down to Gamalia, Arkansas, by your resort with Gary Faraci to get our weekly Lake North Fork Fishing Report. Good morning.
Good morning, Gary. How are you in this cool, thirsty Thursday morning?
Hey, I'm groovy. I'm groovy. I'm not wearing a loincloth this morning. I've got, like, long handles on, you know?
Yeah, long handles with a loincloth.
Yeah, right. And a fuzzy hat.
Santa. You're going to be wearing that at Mountain Home today when you're over there?
No, I'm going to wear a scuba suit.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll have flippers and, you know, a snorkel and all that because I'm so close to the water. But, yeah, that's right. I'm going to be at Carter's Jewel Chest from 11 to 2 for as we unwrap the Ozarks. So, you know, all you folks out there, you swing by and see me. If you got a business or a service, it's all free. You can come and tell me about it, and it goes on all of Ozark Marketing Company's radio stations. But let's look at, this fishing. Is it, I've been kind of, you know, I've been missing some of these reports because I've been on the go, but how's the fishing been?
Well, the lake level, you know, as you know, it's 552 and some change. Water temperature, mid, upper 50s, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful time of year to be out there fishing. If you can dress for it and get out there and deal with the cold weather, it's great. The striper, hybrid, white bass have been really turning on. Seen some nice fish caught over this past week. And a lot of guys are jigging for them with a couple different baits, either a tater bait or ice jigging wrap, stuff like that, a big spoon, been working really good for the guys jigging. But some nice stripers and hybrids being caught.
What about the live bait, though? I mean, is that still, you know, minnows, it's hard to beat a minnow.
Yeah, it is. Live bait, you got to find fish, got to have a good graph. You find the fish and you drop it down right above them and then, well, I always call it drift fishing. No trolling motor, no nothing. And you find the fish, and you put your bait out, and you just drift through them. Let your boat take you where it takes you, and then you do that over and over again. And I've had good success doing that.
Oh yeah,
live bait.
You know, years ago, I don't know. It's probably still out there. You know, you could drop. It wasn't really an anchor, but it's like a little parachute, and it would kind of make the boat move slower if there was a little bit of wind. You know,
oh, that's cool.
Yeah,
that's
just
really cool.
Yeah, just kind of, but yeah, a lot of people, you know, will do that. Drift fishing is a great way to catch. You know, I mean, sometimes, you know, we try and reinvent the wheel when, you know what, the wheel is still round and rolls really good.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, no sense in trying to reinvent it when it's working well.
So now the largemouth and the smallmouth and the walleye, what's kind of the scoop on them?
That's been really slow, Gary. Guys have struggled with especially the largemouth. They had a club tournament over the weekend, and guys really struggled. No one can quite put their finger on it and figure out what's going on. And they were through everything. I mean, guys were throwing everything from a rogue to different rock crawlers to spinnerbait. Different guys were, things were working here and there for different guys, but just nothing in big numbers.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, it's, it's the first day of December. How about that?
How about that, huh? Here we are.
Yeah. So, hey, Gary, for folks that want to know more, how can they get a hold of you?
Hey, Gary, they can always give us a call at 467-5277. They can stop by when they're in the area when they're on their way over to see you today.
Yeah.
they can stop by on their way to or from the lake. Of course, always our Facebook page. Drop us a note on there. Take a look at some of the pictures up there. And, of course, our website, thebuyerresort.com.
Right on. We appreciate you, Gary, and we'll see you real soon.
Yeah, we'll see you later on.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.